Greetings, Mafia, and Happy New Year. For those who are new to my work, you might want to join my mailing list to get all of my content that isn't published on YouTube because I don't want to censor myself. YouTube is deleting my old videos and I rarely publish my work on this channel. I do it now and then, but most of my content is available only to members of my mailing list and a few friendly websites. Joining my mailing list is absolutely free, though I do appreciate donations to my PayPal tip jar, but it isn't mandatory. This is my annual New Year's retrospect video, where we take a look back. I covered most of the important issues of 2024 in my previous videos, so I feel it's a bit redundant going through it again. 2024 hasn't been a good year, though we've certainly seen worse. But it keeps on giving spilling into 2025, and I feel it's a good wrap-up topic. I am, of course, referring to MAGA infighting that's been taking place. Its main reason I was cheering for Trump to win, like I said last time, who's better qualified to fuck things up and cause acceleration than a boomer king himself? It's a gift that keeps on giving. It's impossible to recognize all that's going on in Donald Trump's cinematic universe, but we haven't even passed the opening titles and there's already trouble in MAGA paradise. They haven't yet got to the White House, hell, they haven't even got beyond Christmas and they're already at each other's throats. And boy, I'm having a spectator blast. I can't even imagine what next 4 years of fuck-upness are gonna be like, let alone his cabinet making it to the midterm. In case you ain't familiar, though I doubt, it all started with Vivek Ramaswamy lecturing the Anglos about their culture, which translates to race. In so many words, telling them they're too lazy and need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Needless to say, it didn't go well. See, the OG MAGA crowd doesn't want to be lectured by non-Anglos. Vivek took it upon himself to pursue the expansion of working visa program, bringing more immigrants into the fold. The very thing MAGA doesn't want. And MAGA minced no words in lashing out its bottle-up contempt for this ass-kisser. They wasted no time in letting him know they're running the yard, and that he was only allowed to play on it for as long as it suited their purpose. They've told him straight up, "Look, you N-word with a straight hair, you're coming from an inferior culture, and you don't get to lecture us. You keep your mouth shut firmly on our butt cheeks, cause that's your place." And it goes to prove what I've been telling you for years. Nobody likes an ass-kisser, especially one whose ass is being kissed. Ramaswamy overplayed himself, whipping himself into foolish frenzy that somehow he's been accepted by dominant society as a model minority and exception to the rule. He forgot the lesson given to him by Ann Coulter.
Oh, and I agreed with many, many things you said during, in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president, but I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian. We'll get back to that.
Now he learns the hard way. Even the likes of Obama and Kamala Harris knew better than making such a foolish mistake of lecturing the MAGA crowd. Sure, they lectured the shit out of blacks, but never crossing the Rubicon. But let's dive in a bit deeper. In the mind of someone like Vivek, putting up is equivalent to acceptance. It's one of the same. And now that he made his way into Trump's cabinet, he began to identify himself with MAGA culture, not realizing they only put up with him because he served as a safe outlet for their anti-non-white rhetoric. But Vivek needs to learn is when you pray for rain, you gotta deal with the mud. But brace yourself, because Elon Musk swooped in defending Vivek's standpoint on bringing in more people, and he also got a quick lesson in racial humility. The Anglos let him know quick, fast, and in a hurry that despite all of his money, he ain't one of them. He might appear white, but he's an Afrikaner, not a European. Basically saying, you may bought your way in, Elon, but you ain't one of us, and you can't criticize us. You're the one who's inferior, and to someone like you, we're beyond reproach or criticism. And as you can imagine, the great replacement theory came back full swing. Here's the thing though, Elon got money, lots of it, meaning he don't give two shits about anything that MAGA crowd has to say. Furthermore, he doesn't have the inferiority complex like Ramaswamy, and boy, he let them have it, calling them retarded and stupid. And on the subject of Elon Musk, he's also supporting far-right ADF party in upcoming elections in Germany. So much for where he stands. It shouldn't be of any surprise that MAGA Lord and Master Donald Trump is siding with Musk. Maybe because his trophy wife also got in the country on visa as an immigrant. Or maybe because it's his second term and he needs to make a choice between his MAGA fan base and his billionaire buddies. You be the judge. He can't run for the third term, so he needs no votes. But his family sure does need ties with other billionaires to maintain its wealth. Money talks, MAGA walks. Donald Trump played his own constituency just like any good boomer would. But he wasn't lying about everything. Oh no, he told his voters straight up he couldn't care less about them. He only wants their votes.
Because I don't want anybody going on me. We need every voter. I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care. See, now the press will take that and they'll say he said a horrible thing.
MAGA crowd is now lobbing internet hand grenades at each other left and right. And if you're a white nationalist listening to this, because I'll put this motherfucker up on YouTube, just want to let you know I feel no fucking sorry for you because I tried to warn your dumbass since Brexit.
It's what you wanted.
No, not like this. I see it. This is wrong.
Nothing I can do. It's gotta run its course now. What did you think? It'd be easy, neat and clean and painless. You're a fool.
God damn you, God damn you.
He already has some.
This is one of the many reasons I cheer for Trump. He's blackpilling white nationalists and he's not even in the House yet. Same way Brexit disaster was a wake-up call to many in the UK. See, Mafia, convictions override logic. Those stuck on their convictions will always reject logic even when it's in their face. You heard me saying this many times. The world isn't run by laws of men, it's run by laws of nature. Black pill is not an ideology, it's a state of mind. Some laws of nature are tough and we accept them as such. Not because we want to exercise cruelty, we do believe in helping a fellow man to a certain point. But we understand that adapting to laws of nature is essential to our survival as a species. And it all boils down to math. And if math isn't mathing, guess what? It's not possible. This is how you see through the bullshit. I recently made a video called You Got a Problem with Capitalism, and apparently MAGA crowd has a problem with capitalism. Getting more for less is what it's all about. Trump is a capitalist, and so is Musk. And now they're letting it be known. And there were signs, Mafia, going all the way back to 2016. Even back then, Trump backpedaled on all of his promises. Did he build that wall? No. That he brought back cheap manufacturing jobs from China to United States? Hell no. Diehard MAGA supporters are trying to rewrite the recent history by saying it's because of the disease, right? It's the disease that prevented Trump from doing all those things. Trump got in office on January 2017. The pandemic wasn't announced until late March of 2020. So he had 3 years out of his 4-year term to implement or at least try to implement his campaign promises, and he didn't. Who in the right mind, especially at this point, still believes Trump's gonna slap all damn tariffs on China without sparking inflation? How is that even possible? Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I understand people are sick and tired of woke politics. We all are. I get that part. And yes, wokeness is a cult, but so is MAGA. and is just as full of shit. Trump is a snake oil salesman telling people what they want to hear, selling them New Year resolutions. You vote for me, I'll make your dick 5 inches longer, and you're gonna be handsome and successful. Well, that sounds great, please explain how. Well, damn if I know, but it sure sounds good, doesn't it? As for Europe, the first news of 2025 is Ukraine ending its supply of Russian gas to Europe. You heard it right, zero Russian gas to Europe starting January 1st. It's a great start of the year for European energy companies now seizing complete dominance over continents. And to remind you, the United States government has a huge stake in them being a major shareholder. The only places Europe can get it now are the United States and Qatar, both countries trading in dollars, not euros. So Europe will have to either buy more US dollars or pay a high exchange rate fee. The EU domestic debt has reached 15 trillion euros. Now that it'll be paying higher gas prices in US dollars, there'll be less demand for euro, which will only increase the debt. All the major players like United States, China, and India will dump their euros for dollars, and what do you think happens when all these euros come home to roost? Buckle up, Mafia, it's gonna be a hell of a year. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find a link in the description box and on your screen. This is Top Dollar signing off.